Oh, I love that. I love that.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back to another episode of Feed Me Your Construction Content. I'm Carolyn McMahon.
I'm Joshua McMahon.
Great to be back.
Yes. Only the fourth time today.
Jesus. We can get through this. We'll be good.
If there was a blooper episode, everything today would be on it. We recorded an entire episode that didn't record.
Yes, so I am so excited to do it again.
It sounds like it, boo. Well, here's the thing. We're talking about free estimates.
The pros and cons.
The pros and cons of free estimates. And free estimates come with contracting, right? Everybody does free estimates. Well, you can tell by my sarcasm, I am not a fan of free estimates. I think it's a joke. I think it's killing our business. And when we talk about living wage and paying people fairly, well, free estimates don't allow anyone to do that, right? I mean, if we can just cut right to the chase. But I'm going to give you some pros from the internet because I don't know what the pros are anymore. Here they are. Three pros. Attracts customers, competitive edge, and relationship building. There you have it. There's your pros. Let's dive into the pros a little bit.
All right. The first one.
Attracting customers. I think it goes without saying, but here's the thing. Everybody's offering free estimates. So then everybody's attracting customers. I think you have to have something different to set yourself apart. But customers do or have come to expect it. It is part of the job. Just like New Jersey has come to expect somebody's going to come out and pump their gas for them. You can't pump your own gas in New Jersey. I don't know if you just don't know how to do it, but you expect someone to pump your gas. So they're expecting free estimates. And here's what sparked this discussion. We're on a Facebook group, Realtor Facebook group for Richmond. And somebody said, who can come out and give me a free estimate tomorrow for a deck? Where do you live? How far do I have to drive? What's the price of my gas? What's the price of my time? Who has time? They're just sitting around waiting for someone to put a post on Facebook to say, come give me an estimate on a deck. Is that person likely to be the person you really want to do your deck? It's an interesting question.
Well, right. You know, because you really don't qualify anybody that way.
No, absolutely not. And this is kind of where I'd like to say, hey, you can do a free estimate, but let's do some things like, let's do some qualifications. What size deck are you looking for? Do I have to demo the existing deck? Is the deck attached to the house or is it unattached? Does the deck have a roof on it? Give me some qualifications. Let me understand what you're trying to build, because there is a price per square foot metric that we probably could say, I don't know what the price per square foot for decks is, but let's just say for this discussion, it's $100 a square foot. How big is your deck? Oh, it's 8x10. Oh, okay. Well, that's 80 square feet times $100 is $8,000. That's the price for the deck. There's your free estimate. Are you happy? Well, no, the consumer would say, no, you need to come out and look at the deck. You need to verify. Okay, why can't you just send me pictures? Why can't we do a video call? Do you have FaceTime on your phone?
Right.
Skype?
Anything to avoid me having to come to your home.
Absolutely, because gas is expensive. Time is expensive. So, second thing, competitive edge. I don't believe it anymore. Google says it's a competitive edge to do a free estimate. It's not. I'm crapping on Google's pros for this. It's not a competitive edge because everybody does it. You need to be different. But Google says it is. When it's a competitive market, if you're doing free estimates, clients are going to appreciate that. Well, no shit, they're going to appreciate that. They don't want to pay for it. But also, you can't tell from this discussion if they're really qualified buyers. Are they going to purchase? Right.
And I would feel that those freebies are going to cost you somewhere.
Somebody is always paying for it. Whoever does hire that contractor to build a deck is paying for that contractor's time in all of those free estimates. Has to. Somebody has to pay for
right.
it. Otherwise, that contractor goes out of business.
Exactly.
So you would say, well, it's the price of doing business. You're right. Which means your margin has that built into it, which means you're paying for somebody else getting something for free.
Got to.
Doesn't sound fair to me. Last thing, and probably the only pro that I really do agree with, is it's relationship building. When you go there to look at the job and talk to the client and really interact with them, you can continue to sell in that moment. And that's the advantage. If you can sell.
Right. I mean, you get that FaceTime. that one-on-one with the buyer. And hopefully, you know, you make some sort of connection.
Oh, for sure. If you can make a connection, they've got a dog, they've got animals, they've got children, they've got a playground in the back, whatever it is, you make that connection with the buyer, and then you tie them to you. And now the consumer is saying, I'm going to hire this contractor because of these reasons. Has nothing to do with their skill set. You just like them. And that's the advantage to go in there in person. So 100%, I agree with that. That's an advantage.
All right. So what are the cons of free estimates?
So easy. Time. Time is expensive. And time, you can't get back.
Well, right. Time is fleeting, because I would say that, you know, you may be doing this after hours, or, you know, you extending your day to do this.
Oh, yeah. You hear the people on LinkedIn or social media saying, hey, you got to take a vacation, take a break. Well, when the hell do you take a break if you're giving free estimates? You got to do 12 hours a day, because 8 hours is to pay the bills. The next 4 hours is to do paperwork and to do your free estimates.
Right.
You can't do the free estimates during the day when you're supposed to be making money. So when do you do these things? In your spare time, which takes time and it costs you money. The next thing is the unqualified leads. How many of these estimates that you do, how many of those people are unqualified?
Right. And qualification can be as simple as asking a couple of questions.
Oh my God. It is super simple to go through a qualification worksheet and just figure out, are they realistic? Do they have a realistic budget? Do they have a realistic timeline? Do they have a realistic scope?
Well, right. And if those folks don't even fill out the qualification worksheet, then you're sure as shit not your customer.
That's exactly right. I think there's ways to really weed these people out or get your real consumers bought in, and then you can focus on those people.
Right.
The last one on the cons is risk of exploitation. I think it goes without saying, you're going to be exploited. Then let's just talk a little bit about this discussion. You used to design kitchens and you used to do remodels and that sort of thing. Did you do free estimates?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of times we did, or... you know, depending on where I was, you know, we would do a $75 measure fee when sure. I worked at Home Depot, and then did the design, and all my design time was, you know, was free, right?
Sure. Yep.
And, you know, even on to Ryko Kitchen and Bath, where I spent, you know, a lot of my time, you know, then we upped the ante a little bit. It was $250 for, you know, kind of a remodel situation, which still is super, super cheap based on what you had to put into. It's not just the design. It's engaging in a contractor to do the work. So we're asking them to do a free estimate, like kind of like tagging on to ours.
Right.
So it was a lot of work. And, you know, how many times have you, if you are a kitchen and bath, you've worked off someone else's design, right?
Yeah.
That person comes to you and surprisingly, they already have a design. That means that they've essentially stolen someone else's product.
That's right.
To come to you.
Yeah. It's intellectual property that you've taken.
It's solely, it really, really is. And it sucks. And someone has taken my designs. I've worked off someone else's and it doesn't feel good. So, you know, you try to do little tricks. You don't give it to them for free. You don't give them everything that they need to go shop your stuff. I mean, you just give them limited information. You're giving them a little taste. You're giving them a side perspective of a kitchen.
That's
or
right.
Even, you know, worse, a bird's eye. You know, you can't tell anything from that.
I think that's right. And that's the way you should do it. Give them a conceptual design that you haven't done any real work. And it's just enough that they get the idea of the vision. It's like, yes, that's what I'm looking for.
Exactly. Can I have a design? No.
Yeah, when you pay me for my design hours, and my design hours are $100 an hour, and I design this kitchen for you.
Wouldn't that be great?
Why can't we do that? If you go to an architect, you don't say, hey, give me your design for this house, and if I like it, I'll pay you.
Yeah.
No way. The architect's going to say, this is my price. This is my retainer. You pay this. Once you've paid in full, I give you the drawings.
Yeah, and based on what you pay me, you may or may not have the rights to the house. I may not give you the plans. I mean,
sure. I mean, I paid for a set of drawings to have an addition done, and the initial fee was X. And that set of plans was worthless to me. I couldn't do anything with it. Just gave me the conceptual idea, just the overview of what it was. And then they said, are you happy with what direction we're going? I said, absolutely. But here's the changes I want to make. And they made the changes. Then they said, okay, we got the plans ready. Pay me Y. And then I'm gladly hand you the plans.
Right. So even at that first payment, you didn't get the plans. You just paid for just a thought.
Yeah, just a thought. That's right. You couldn't take it and you couldn't submit it to the county and you couldn't get a permit. But the draftsman was protecting their intellectual property. And I thought that was really smart. And why wouldn't you do that?
Right.
And then once I paid in full, I got the full set of plans that I can submit to the county for a permit and I'm ready to go to work. But I've paid in full. Now I can take that set of plans and I can go bid it right out and do what I need to do
right
with it.
Right. Because they're yours.
Absolutely. They're mine now. And that's what you want to do, right? You want to pay for it. And when you pay for it in full, then I think it's fair. Let's talk about the free estimate part. You still are going to have to do something to help consumers get on board. Sharing a post on Instagram is not going to do it, right? It's not that gets them in the door to you, and that's the first step. So we're not saying don't do free estimates. I'm saying change your business model. I talked to a remodeling contractor in Richmond who I have a lot of respect for, and he said, I don't do free estimates. I don't even go to your house anymore. We set up a 15-minute Google Meet or Skype or Zoom call, and I talk to the buyer, and I figure out, are they even serious? What's your budget? What's the project look like? What's your vision for the project? And then I tell them, bathroom remodel, $75,000 minimum. Kitchen remodel, X. And I don't know their numbers. I don't know that business. But they were very clear on what they do and what they don't do.
Right. And it's just a way to educate buyers. You know, it's twofold, right? Education or to get rid of those buyers that had no intention of
that's right,
of spending that kind of money. And I know who you're talking about. He's also qualifying that particular buyer. Like, if correct, you're not my buyer.
That's correct.
If your project is too small. And I mean, that sounds kind of shitty. But at the same time, it's like if you know who you are and what you do and what business you want to attract, you can't do it all.
You can't. And it doesn't sound shitty. I know people will think it's shitty. And I did when I was early in my career. But if I surround myself with trades or craftsmen that can do projects that are $100,000 to $300,000, for just say a kitchen remodel, $100,000 to $300,000. If your kitchen remodel is $50,000, it doesn't inspire my people. They're underutilizing their skill, and then they get frustrated and they leave. The same is true if I go sell a $600,000 remodel, and they're worth, this crew is doing $300,000 jobs. Now they're outside of their skill set, and they can't level up to that.
Right.
So you have to be really clear on what you're doing and what you're chasing. Because if you go outside of that, it's not just that we're being greedy. It's that your business is built for this. Remember when I first got to Bramante and they said, we want to do $1.75 million and up. That's our sweet spot. Well, I said, well, the trades we have on board, they're not going to work. They're not that type of trade. They're $1.2 million and less. So we were setting up those trades for failure. So I looked like an asshole when I was removing people and upgrading trades. But I was doing it because what our expectation was and what we wanted to build didn't meet who we were hiring. So we had to change all of that.
Right. Bad business model.
Absolutely. And it really worked well. And there were some trades who I said, hey, this is what we're going to do. Are you up for the challenge? And I said, absolutely. And they have elevated their game to the point where I was like, I never thought that person was going to be who they are today.
Right. Well, I mean, you just had to tell them what you needed.
And I did. And I was very blunt. I was very direct with people. And, you know, people don't always like that. But people respected it. I told one trade. I mean, I don't want to get off rails here. I told one trade, if you do business the way you've been doing it, you won't be doing my work anymore. And they said, I've been doing your work for 20 years. I said, great. Thank you for that. And then I let them go, not long after that. The day I let them go and said, you're not getting our work, they called the owner of the company and said, don't ever let that guy get away. Because I was so clear on what we were going to do and how we were going to run our business, and I didn't deviate from it. And when people respect that, because they have their own business model, they know what they're chasing.
Right.
It's a good thing.
Right. So bring it back into free estimates.
All this is about free estimates.
Right. You just know your business model. And so again, that's part of the qualifications.
It is. You have to be really clear. And here's the other thing that really brought up the free estimates. As a home builder, we had someone come to us and say, it's between you and two other builders. One builder came in with a price of $525,000. One builder's at $600,000. What would your price be? I said, I don't know. You don't have a set of plans. You don't have clear specifications. I can't see what your topography is. How do I give you an estimate based on what you've given me?
Right.
Thank you for the sketch on your napkin, but I can't give you an estimate. And I don't think it's fair for me to give you an estimate.
And really, how many months? Does it take months to completely bid a house?
It does. It does, because how many selections go into the house?
Oh, gosh.
If you're a production builder, you've already done all of that legwork. That's what makes production builders great.
Right. And if you're doing a production build, you have already a set of plans. You know, choose your, you know, here's your menu of plans. Pick one.
That's exactly right.
Pick your elevation. We know what it costs because we have historical data. I mean, you know, this guy's starting from scratch because that's what you do.
That's a custom build. It's built on your lot. It's whatever you want. Your budget and your vision, we try and bring all of those together. I can't give you an estimate. And I'm a fixed price builder, which makes it even more challenging to give you an estimate. I can just say, yeah, $400,000. Is that good? Sign here.
Right. If you're a cost plus, it makes it easier.
It makes it easier, but I still think it's unfair to the consumer because you're paying with the actual cost plus the markup.
Right.
Or plus the margin.
And there's no penalty for being wrong.
That's right.
Right.
If the
builder doesn't estimate properly, and so it's like, sorry, you're a cost plus. This is what the bid is.
And that's exactly right. And that's where I don't think it's great for the consumer. And I also don't think if the builder is doing what they should be doing as a cost plus builder, their stuff should be so tight and right that there's like a 1% fluctuation between the bid and the actuals at the end, unless they're changing their scope.
Right.
And if you're a cost plus and you're a consumer and you're interested in that, look at the historicals. If you want to build a 3,000 square foot house, ask the builder for historicals. Let me see the bid or the estimate to the actuals at the end for a 3,000 square foot house. And let me see four of them. Your cost plus, you're going to share it with me anyways. Why not share that information?
Right.
Let me validate your estimate. Whereas for us, a fixed price, I want to go through the whole journey with you. I want to make sure we're getting what you want for the budget that you want. That's why I'm interested in your budget.
Right.
I need to understand your vision. I need to understand your budget so I can help you marry the two so you can get what you want for the price you want to spend. So I don't think free estimates is fair. I don't think it's fair and I don't think it's reasonable. So I'm against it.
All right.
If you're for it, hit me up. Let's get on the mics and let's talk about it. You know how we roll.
We love to be challenged.
We don't mind being wrong. If you can educate us on it, let's go. But for me, I'm not a fan of free estimates, and I would encourage everyone to have a qualification measure before you're just giving away numbers. Protect your intellectual property. You're worth more than that. You're worth more than that to me, and you should be worth more than that to your family. Last piece on this, builders and homeowners are completely different animals because I know somebody's going to say, well, builders ask for free estimates every day, and you're right. I think the caveat is we've given you how much work to do business with us. I'm not asking you to bid one deck and then I'll never see you again. I'm asking you to build a deck and then I'm going to ask you to have four or five more decks in the future or more.
Right.
It's not just one and done. That's the key difference. This is a long-term thing that we're trying to create. If you're an electrician, deck builder, whatever you are, I want to be doing business with you for 10, 15 years, 20 years.
Right. And hopefully you're not asking for pricing for a competitive edge with, you know, say who you're working with right now. I mean, we've all been in that spot.
You have to do it at some point to make sure people are being fair.
Yes.
Because people will get comfortable and they'll say, okay, raise the margin to where it gets to a point where you're no longer competitive and I can't sell houses. And if I can't sell houses, you can't do work.
Right. I mean, I can see that.
So that's where you just have to be careful. And you just need to know where the market is, right? Because the market fluctuates and you just need to have a really clear understanding. And once you get those trades on board, maybe it's not so imperative or at least not as often.
Right, right. All right. So hit us up.
Free estimates. That's our take. Yeah.